Brand new from Big Daddy Weave, Heaven Changes Everything, WWIB. I think Jason and I would both recommend the Randy Alcott book or devotional on heaven. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have not read his whole book on heaven. It's really big, but I've read the devotional.
It's
preceded this best 5 minutes of the day here at 5:45. We've gone through it at least once. It's got like 50 different devotions, so.
Yeah, the actual book itself is really big.
Uh-huh.
He's a good writer, so definitely worth checking out.
Uh-huh. So, you know, we've gone with best 5 minutes of the day kind of from the beginning, but it occurs to me here these last couple of days we could call it Good Morning Grandpa.
We could. We call it Good Morning Grandpa, that's for sure. Still getting used to that label, but I think one of the pictures I posted on social media would suggest that it suits me well. I am adopting to the role happily. So,
yeah, big smile.
Really, really thrilled. Yeah, really, really thrilled to have a new grandbaby. So
she's the most beautiful little one since your daughter's. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a good reminder though of. Just the preciousness of life. You know, it's been a while since we've had newborns mm-hmm. in our life, and I forgot how much I loved that. So
I will bring out the Wes King song Life is Precious to follow this segment. How about that?
That sounds excellent.
Yeah. Thank you for visiting my daughter in the hospital yesterday. When I saw her one last time last night, she's like, Jason came by. So that was good.
Yeah, she seemed a little confused when I first got there. I was a little out of context.
Uh-huh.
I had my lab coat on, and
yeah.
And then it dawned. You know, Peggy recognized me right away, but then she seemed to. Oh yeah, that's right. So I think that happens sometimes when you see somebody out of context like that.
No, she was excited and appreciative, and so if you get a chance to pop in again, she would be grateful. So,
well, very good. That sounds good to me.
Maybe she was scared you were going to be her doctor.
Well, I did threaten that. I did threaten that I was there for that. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, a lot of the haze smoke in the air. Any challenges for people in your family with that?
You know, not here. I've been a little concerned about my mom. I have mentioned, I think, maybe in the past that she has a lot of breathing issues.
Mm-hmm.
She has pretty significant COPD, and I haven't watched to see whether this latest volley is headed in the direction of Oostburg or not, but
yeah.
I do worry about that because she won't handle it well. So
yeah, I think there's
especially
about,
since she had COVID. Yeah,
there's about 12 counties, including Eau Claire, that are under that most serious warning. So anyhow,
yeah, I was talking with somebody at the clinic yesterday about it and just saying, man, I sure hope this passes quickly. But
right,
we'll see.
Everything that reminds us that the world is falling is all happening at
it's
the same
broken.
Time.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure.
Maybe tomorrow we can tackle the question, obviously you're thrilled to have a granddaughter, but I even messaged you about, like, wow, she was born into one crazy world. So.
Yeah, I was thinking about that even this morning. And yeah, we could definitely tackle
those lines, that's why some young people go, yeah, we don't want to have kids. The world's just too messed up. So.
Yeah. Absolutely. I hear that more and more often.
Yeah, my mom was pregnant with me when Kennedy was shot in the early stages of pregnancy. I'm glad she went through with the pregnancy, gave birth, raised me, and is still, encouraging me on. All right, we better get to Scripture. Galatians 3:12
sure.
and 13.
It says, this way of faith is very different from the way of the law, which says it is through obeying the law that a person has life. But Christ has rescued us from the curse pronounced by the law. When he was hung on the cross, he took upon himself the curse for our wrongdoing. For it is written in the Scriptures, cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree.
Hmm. And in your devotional commentary, Letters to Beloved, you tackle it this way. The law and faith are different things. My moral law provides valuable instruction for living, but that does not mean following the law is necessary for getting right with me. The law has never been the route to salvation. One of the essential things my son's crucifixion accomplished was freeing you from the curse of imperfection regarding my law. He became a curse on your behalf because to die by crucifixion is, in and of itself, a curse.
Yeah, you know, for me, as reading through that, thinking about, you know, we can gain wisdom from things like the Ten Commandments and so forth, but it's not the way in which we get right with God. And I think sometimes we lose sight of that or we forget that. Hmm. And so just a good reminder.
Absolutely. Galatians, if you had to sum it up in a word, about freedom in Christ, right?
Freedom in Christ. That's what it's about.
Yep. Have a great day enjoying your grandchild. Jason Kahn's best 5 minutes of the day. Winner Wednesday on WIP.
We've got someone calling already at 715-723-2555, but they're going to need to wait just a little bit as we recap. We started this on Tuesday Trivia yesterday, and now we've moved it to Win It Wednesday, but we do have an even bigger and better prize that we have subbed in courtesy of Synergy Retirement Planning Strategies of Menominee. John Croning and the team over there, we are giving away two full event One Fest tickets and full event parking for you, if you can call at 715-723-2555 and answer what, Halvo?
You have to answer, what was my dad's middle name?
What was Halvo's dad's middle name? So Mark's dad was named Alan Halverson.
Yep.
Alan what Halverson? Fill in the blank. Alan what Halverson? We need your middle name. And we started this yesterday. It's kind of fun. Rather than telling us your name, where you're calling from, we're saying, hey, tell us your middle name and where you're from as we play the middle name game on a Win It Wednesday here on WWIB. So 715-723-2555. Incorrect answers. Mark's dad's middle name, Alan blank Halverson. It's not Joseph, not Otto, not Eugene, not Peter, Robert, Lee, Michael, Paul, John, or Raymond. Those are all incorrect answers so far, Havel.
All right, so let's see what they have to say this morning, 723-2555, and give us your middle name and your middle name guess on WIB.
Well, good morning, middle name game on a Win It Wednesday. What's your middle name? Where are you calling from?
Lee J.
All right, and what is Mark's dad's middle name for two One Fest tickets?
Well, it starts with a G, and his middle name is Gilbert.
His middle name is Gilbert.
He did his research.
Well, what's your real name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, guys. Brian from Oliva.
Brian from Oliva. He is a Win It Wednesday champ.
How did you find that out? That wasn't just a random guess, obviously.
No, you said he was born in 1939 and he died at 67. So I just did a search of Ellen Halverson of 1939 to 2006.
Yep.
And it came up with the obituary with a G.
There you go.
And then I hit something else and it came up with Gilbert. And I go, wow. Got
yep.
it.
There we go.
Well, there we go. I guess we gave out too much information and Google defeats us once again.
Well, just how much does the average American eat in a year? It's quite a bit.
It is indeed, and maybe more than you might think. And we probably say, yeah, we probably eat a little bit more than we should. But did you know that it's just under a ton, as in like a metric ton?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
We're talking 2,000 pounds of food. The figure includes the weight of all food consumed by the average American, including dairy, meat, grains, fruits, veggies, and junk food.
Well, I mean, the thing is with the dairy this month, I'm just trying to do my part as a good Wisconsinite.
Oh, sure.
Well, the amount of fruit we eat is about 273 pounds per person. Most of it is water weight, and few Americans eat the recommended 5 fruits a day.
I did have some strawberries at dinner last night.
So
delicious.
Good.
Fantastic. Great time for those. Americans consume about 630 pounds. That's more than double what we said with fruit. 630 pounds of milk, yogurt, cheese, and ice cream per year, and about 31 pounds of just cheese.
Wasn't there a guy we did a story about who eats like an 8-ounce block of cheese every day?
Yeah, that was pretty recently.
Meat and poultry clock in at 185 pounds per year, and grains at a total of 197 pounds per year.
And meat and much of the rest is junk food, soft drinks, and juices. So that left quite a bit. If there's
that left a lot, 2,000 pounds a year. And again, if you're with us doing the math, it's a lot of junk food.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Well, Matthew West sings about you change my name. Maybe we should change some of our habits.
Change your diet. The WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. And I don't know, I'm a little guarded on information this morning because the first guest on The Win It Wednesday earlier correctly got the two tickets for One Fest. Congratulations to Brian and Oliva. He's good at winning on the radio for sure. But anyhow, I do nonetheless live in the north side of Eau Claire, and I do live near McDonough Park, which is kind of pickleball heaven in Eau Claire. There's lots and lots of courts and lots of players. And it's... But we're learning this morning about pickleball could be responsible for up to $500 million in medical costs this year, Caleb.
Yeah, now my fair city of Chippewa Falls, I believe, you know, lagging a little behind. But we just added some pickleball courts as well, too, so I'll have to get out and try those. I mean, I think I even saw at Aldi, like, your pickleball starter set, you know, the other day as well, too. So, yes, medical costs are spiking as more and more people play pickleball. According to an analyst at UBS, pickleball injuries are creating $250 million to $500 million in medical costs. But the injuries sustained are kind of wide and varied here.
Yeah, some of those injuries include sprains.
Sure, strains as well.
And fractures to wrists and legs. And
I feel like you're playing too hard if that happens.
Yeah, well, you know, you said that... Maybe the perception is you're not running as much and different things. You know, like maybe there'd be less. But again, there's so many players, right? I mean, it's the fastest growing sport. It has been. That's the way people like Tom Brady investing in pickleball, seeing and thinking maybe this is going to be a popular TV sport.
And the thing is, I've seen it on TV. I think it was like for a free Roku channel or something like that. And I saw it. And I haven't played. I kind of thought it was more a retiree type of a sport or whatever. I'm seeing these professional pickleball players. I'm like, holy cow, they look like big-time athletes. I mean, just, it's like, wow, you are in shape, and you are moving really fast with a game that I thought moved really slow.
No, it gets moving. And so, again, one of the things, having played tennis and pickleball, is just the big thing for me, like, wow, anybody can serve, whereas serving in tennis, you got to throw it up there. It's kind of tricky. So go ahead and play. Don't be scared away by the injuries, but be careful out there, huh? Yeah.